Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. We want to welcome live in studio Mr. James Simmons, the Deputy Director of the Wicomico Recreation and Parks, also Director for the Governor's Challenge. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks
welcome
for having
back.
Me.
Absolutely. Welcome back.
Good morning.
You know, I had to wear my proper attire today. I was telling you off the air. I got my Governor's Challenge shirt on.
He was so excited. He was over the top excited.
So, and you have yours on as well. So
always.
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what else we have in common is birthdays.
Yes. What's
the exact date of your birthday?
July 25th.
The 25th. Okay. So mine's the 29th. Week, yeah. Well, Jess said to me, because I was talking about your birthday and telling her it's right around the same time, and she was like, well, who's older?
Right. Because he looks really young and you don't.
So if you, I know it's rude to ask a lady, but how old are you, bro?
It's a good question. Sometimes I forget. Many governors sound just no. Turned 35 last week.
35.
So. I'm definitely older. I turned 44.
There you go.
It's
more experience.
So I was on point. I was like, you're a lot older than him.
Shut up. Not a lot. We're around the same age.
I said, he's aging well and you're not.
Well, look, welcome. I got to tell you, we were talking off the air, too, before we get into this new tournament. We were talking off the air, too, about the Governor's Challenge. And, you know, first off, thank you for letting us be a part last year, you know, and you guys, you know, it's been a long time coming, but we had a great time. We're actually, my family is going on a cruise, and we actually have two that are playing, one for next year, but then we have one just for like my mom's coming, family and stuff like that. And we were trying to figure out when to go, and the holidays came up, and Christmas around Christmas time.
So funny.
It is funny. Christmas time was an option. And then my wife looks at it, and we're sitting here having a serious discussion about when we're going on this cruise. Christmas time came up, and then my wife looked at Bryce and I, and Brian, my son, said right away, not during the Governor's Challenge.
Not during the Governor's Challenge.
Now we're going, like, we changed, like, the whole idea of going around Christmas and New Year's because of the Governor's Challenge.
That's awesome. That's what everyone on Delmarva should plan for. So that's,
well, we did.
I love it.
So, and we're going around Thanksgiving, but it's not during this tournament. I just want to let you know.
Because if it was, they would switch that too.
That's awesome.
So, and that's true story.
That's awesome. That sounds like my house.
Yeah. Well, look, welcome. How did everything, just a real quick, kind of like a wrap up, you know, over the holidays last year, how did everything turn out with the Governor's Challenge? Everybody, you know, happy with everything?
Yeah.
Huge success.
It was a huge success. There was a lot going on. We had a lot happening, but we broke 20,000 in attendance over the course of the week. So, smashed attendance records.
The turnout
from the community was awesome. A lot of great community initiatives that we were really proud of that we're looking forward to bringing back and growing this year. And yeah, overall great success. And you know, we started planning during the event last year this year, and the lineup's looking really good.
Nice. So, definitely looking forward to it. That goes on between Christmas and New Year's, like we're the day after Christmas, and then we're there all the way up until, you know, right before New Year's. So definitely looking forward to that.
And we're having some major renovations right now happening at the Civic Center. So it's going to look a little bit different, you know, for the next 6 months or so as we go into those events, but give us another year and it's going to be a beautiful spot to host an event, but especially for the Governor's Challenge events. Really excited for what that's going to look like. So ticketing will look a little bit different for the Governor's Challenge this year. We're working through what that's going to be and how that goes. But, you know, there's going to be some different capacities, I think, for this year that we have to work through. But all of it's going to be really good. It's kind of pardon our dust for the moment, but you know, give us some time and it's going to be a great spot.
Can't wait. Can't wait. I mean, we look forward to this event, you know, like all year round. And it's huge. It's a great event for Salisbury and, you know, the surrounding area. You guys recently were on the Delmarva Sports Network. You announced a brand new tournament as part. It's, you know, kind of like a takeoff. Is it the Governor's Challenge, you know, college edition or collegiate edition? Yeah. Is that what you're calling it?
Yep. The Governor's Challenge Collegiate. Yeah, okay. We're going to college.
So. All right. Very good. Brand new tournament right around Thanksgiving. So you're going to go. That's like kind of back to back. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, close together.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Now talk to us a little bit about the brand new tournament. Tell us all about it. You know, when it is, give us a rundown.
Yeah, so we've been thinking about it for the last couple of years. Coach Mo Williams from SU men's basketball kind of approached me about it a couple of years ago and brought up the idea, and we've been thinking on it, chewing on it, figuring out how we could do it, and the stars finally aligned, and it's been a little while coming here that we've been trying to figure out how to incorporate college into the Governor's Challenge itself. So we felt like Division III was the best spot to start and to look at. That's like Division III basketball is very, very good. People don't understand how good it is. Actually, right now, the TBT, the basketball tournament that's been on ESPN and Fox Sports and all that, that's like playing for $1 million. I think Andre Collins has been coaching the University of Maryland alumni team.
Yeah.
Right now, they're in the Final Four, and my West Virginia Mountaineers are in there. Wow. But also, the Division III team is in there. They've knocked out, like, UConn and Syracuse. So Division III basketball is very, very high level. People don't understand how high level it is, but they don't necessarily have the same platform. You know, they get to play a Final Four and play the NCAA tournament, but they don't get the same platform that Division I athletes do. And so we're trying to create that in the Division III space. And I think, you know, you'll see us grow it very quickly. But D3 is high level. And, you know, we felt like we could create the best experience in that space, just like we have in high school, and grow it to be the biggest in the country within a few years. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Awesome. We got 9 teams this year.
Okay.
From 6 different states. So the anchor teams and who we'll have every year, Salisbury University, there are partners on it. So the men's and women's there. On the men's side, we've got some really good teams. Wesleyan from Connecticut was number 1 in the NPI rankings this year. They'll be really strong this coming year. Roanoke was top 25. Gettysburg was top 25. Salisbury, I mentioned, and then Notre Dame and Maryland as well. So we got 5 men's teams. Then on the women's side, we've got Salisbury University, Immaculata from the Philly area, Lehman from New York, and then Kane from New Jersey. So wide variety, kind of all around the region that we're going to see, but you're going to see some really high-quality basketball. We're going to be doing some really fun stuff, I think, from the fan perspective and the community perspective. That's going to be a neat experience all the way around.
Nice. Definitely looking forward to it. Again, what are the dates?
It's November 21st through the 23rd.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll have 1 game on the 21st. I'm really excited about that one, probably more than I should be, but we're playing a game at 11 a.m. Okay. So it's a matinee, Salisbury University versus Notre Dame and Maryland.
Nice.
And we are working with the Wicomico Board of Ed, and we're going to be able to get all the 3rd through 5th graders in Wicomico County there for a field trip. Oh. So 1,000 kids coming in at 11 a.m. for a field trip. Both teams were willing to move the game up so that we could make that happen.
Yeah.
But we're really excited about that, to get the kids in there and get the community in there. So every single day, there's an opportunity for people to come out, whether it's, you know, through that field trip and being a chaperone for kids or that kind of thing. But tickets will be on sale. Tickets are on sale now for the whole event. You've got day passes, you've got weekend passes, courtside seats. We're doing just the lower bowl in the arena, so you're going to be close to the action. Really excited about that one. I can't wait to see. That's going to be our version of a student section as 1,000 third through fifth graders.
Wow. No, that, I mean, and what a great experience to watch, you know, I mean, a game like that. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. And a great experience for the teams as well.
Like
D3, you know, you're not typically playing in packed gyms like you would be in Division I. So I think that's our goal, is to be able to provide the best experience from their end, from the fan end, from the team end. I think it's going to be really neat for them to play in front of some big crowds this year.
So this is a 3-day event. You said the 21st 22nd, 23rd. And good, that's the week before we go out of town. So yeah, we're all perfect. Good. Yeah, it absolutely is perfect. And then you guys got, you know, a ton of other games coming up all weekend. You're going to have a couple different locations as well, or is it all
at the
Civic Center?
It's all going to be at the Wycomicus Civic Center. Yep. Okay. We're doing a one-court setup, so it'll look a little bit different than the high school event.
Okay.
But four games on Saturday, four games on Sunday. Two men's, two women's each day. The women's side is going to be in a bracket format, so they're playing for a championship.
Okay.
So the event will end on Sunday with the women's championship. We're excited about that. And then the men's side is more of a showcase with the five teams we had. So couldn't do a bracket, but doing a showcase. And by next year, the hope is that we double that and grow it to 16 and yeah. probably... We'll probably just keep trying to double it.
Don't you worry, bud. You're already, look, you got a 3-day tournament, and in a couple years, you'll
be. You started something.
It'll be the same as the Governor Challenge at 5-day. Don't you worry.
That's the hope. And we want to mix in. We want to add. You know, the Division III is going to be our focus, but over the next couple of years, the goal is to add some Division I games and bring some of those teams into the area to get to experience it as well, and that'd be huge for the community to get some neutral site Division I. You know. Even higher level basketball in the area.
Well, look, I mean, look, you guys do, and you, I mean, do an incredible job with, you know, events. I know, you know, I mean, I'd like to say that I know, but I mean, yours has just grown so much. You know how to put on big events like this. And just to let everybody know, it ain't easy. It ain't a walk in the park to put on big events. And it takes a lot of work. And, you know, James definitely wasn't lying when he said that they started the day after thinking about next year. Or during the tournament, about next year.
We start doing next year's schedule during the tournament every year. But that it's these events are draining and they're a lot. But we've got a phenomenal team with the event. Yeah. Folks that have left working for Wycomico County come back to work this event. Like it's really a family that puts it on together. So not just this event, but our department in general, the Civic Center, phenomenal staff, rec parks, tourism staff. Like this one, this collegiate event is actually going to be housed with our Wycomico Tourism Division. Their focus is sports marketing and creating and bringing big events to the area to bring people into town. We're in the middle of at the tail end of our 3 weeks of the USSSA softball Eastern Nationals going on right now. So we've had hundreds of softball teams in town. This is going to be another opportunity for them to keep bringing people in. But really proud of our team and proud to get to spearhead the Governor's Challenge. But there's a small army behind me that puts this thing on that makes it all go.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. If people want more information, they want to look up details on this event, how can they do that?
Yeah, govchallenge.org. All the information on both the high school and the college events are right there. You get to select on the homepage which direction you want to go. But all the teams, all the roster, or not rosters yet, but all the information's up on the collegiate event. The schedule's out. Tickets are on sale. We've already been selling courtside passes. So if people are looking to sit courtside, you got to move soon to start getting those. So
very good.
All
very
of it's right
good.
There.
James Simmons, the director of Wycomico Recreation and Parks, also Governor's Challenge, live in studio. We're going to take a quick break. We got more with him coming up. It's 8:56.